Thank you.
Tak for det.
Thank you.
Tak.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, are you all full?
Er I alle sammen godt fyldte?
Now, one thing, I know the afternoon is difficult to stay awake.
Jeg ved, at det er sådan, at om eftermiddagen så er det svært at holde sig vågen.
So, try your set your mind on staying awake.
Så beslut jer i jeres tanker for at holde jer vågen.
Now, I mentioned Dr. Caroline Leaf earlier.
Jeg nævnte hende der, Dr. Caroline Leaf, tidligere. And
so this lady, come here. What is your name?
Hvad er dit navn er?
Kirsten.
Kirsten. Okay.
She has done the Caroline Leaf program.
Hun har prøvet at gå igennem det her Caroline Leaf program.
So I asked her to tell you briefly about what it meant to her and how it works.
Så jeg har bedt hende om at fortælle, hvordan det virkede for hende, ja, hvordan det virkede i det hele taget.
Jeg kan ikke huske, hvordan jeg hørte om Caroline Leaf. Det har sikkert været på Facebook.
I can't remember where I've heard about this. Maybe on Facebook.
Og så valgte jeg... Jeg fik ikke lige fat i bogen, men i stedet for gik jeg på nettet, og så købte jeg adgang til hendes ressourcer i et år.
Okay, I didn't buy the book, but I bought access to her resources on the internet.
Som hedder 21 Day Brain Detox.
Som hedder 21 dages afgiftning, mental afgiftning.
Ja. Og jeg var lige at se, det var, jeg gjorde det i efteråret, jeg kunne egentlig ikke helt huske. Altså jeg gik igennem tre runder af 21 dage.
I did this last fall, I did three laps of 21 days.
Og det var virkelig fantastisk, hvad der skete. Altså det første, jeg arbejdede med, det var, at den der med ikke, hvis nu ikke jeg kunne falde i søvn, når jeg nu skulle op og på arbejde tidlig næste morgen.
It was really amazing what happened to me. One of the things that... I did what I had problems with was falling asleep when I had to get to work the next day.
Og det er egentlig ikke så meget det, at nogle gange kan jeg jo ikke falde i søvn alligevel, men nu har jeg fred med det. Så det blev helt anderledes.
What has changed is that sometimes I still can't fall asleep, but now I have some sort of peace in that.
Og så det tredje, kunne jeg være lige inde og kigge nu. Det var faktisk det her med at, det var med at stå op foran forsamlingen og sige noget, det her. Det har jeg frygt for.
I certainly had problems with standing here in front of an audience speaking.
Ja, men det er også okay.
It's okay now.
Så det, jeg kan meget anbefale det.
I really recommend this.
Jeg kan ikke huske, hvor meget det koster. 200-300 kroner for et år.
I can't remember, maybe 200-300 Danish crowns
så
for a year.
Så hvis I kan forstå engelsk, så er det rigtig godt.
So if you understand English, this is very good.
Hvis der er nogen, der vil have det 21-dages program oversat, så har jeg altså oversat nogle flere år siden.
Har du det?
Actually, this lady says that she translated the English program into Danish, the 21-day program, and also large parts of her book, or her first book, into Danish. So if someone is interested... yeah, maybe... Måske vi kan koordinere det på en eller anden måde, sådan at...
Wonderful. Her first book is called... Who switched off my brain?
Hendes første bog hedder Hvem slukkede for min hjerne?
Thank you. Her second book is Switch on your brain.
Hendes anden bog hedder Tænd for din hjerne.
And the second book is an expansion of the first book.
Og anden bog er ligesom en udvidelse af den første bog.
It's actually a little easier to understand. Maybe the first book is a little technical.
Den første bog er meget teknisk. Lidt
so
teknisk.
That's why I just mentioned the last book.
But derfor,
both of them are powerful books.
Derfor nævner jeg oftest den anden bog, men begge bøger, både første og anden bog, er meget kraftfulde.
Okay. So, are you all ready?
Er I alle sammen klar?
Now, if I fall asleep while I'm speaking,
hvis jeg falder i søvn mens jeg taler,
I want somebody to wake me up.
Så må der være en, der lige vækker mig.
And if you fall asleep while I'm speaking, I'm going to come wake you up.
Og hvis du falder i søvn når jeg taler, så skal jeg nok komme og vække dig.
Okay.
Now,
this morning we said, what is the first thing you do in the morning when you wake up?
Det vi talte om her til morgen, det var, hvad er det første du gør når du vågner?
Well, you think.
Du tænker.
So the next question is, what do you think about?
Så næste spørgsmål er, hvad tænker du på?
You immediately start making decisions.
Du øjeblikkeligt så starter du med at træffe beslutninger.
Am I going to get up?
Skal jeg stå op?
Or am I going to keep sleeping?
Eller skal jeg fortsætte med at sove?
And then you have to decide what you're going to wear.
Og så skal du beslutte dig for hvad du skal have på.
What you're going to eat.
Hvad du skal spise.
Whether you're going to have a good attitude or a bad attitude.
Om du skal møde med en god holdning eller en dårlig holdning til dagen.
Well, then you have to decide whether to go to work or not.
Så skal du beslutte dig for om du skal på arbejde.
See, all day long we're faced with choices, and it starts early in the morning.
Hele dagen står vi overfor beslutninger, der starter helt tidligt om morgenen.
Now, what are you going to do with your free time?
Hvad skal du så gøre med din fritid?
Are you going to spend time alone with the Lord every day?
Skal du tilbringe tid alene med Herren hver eneste dag?
See, that's a decision that we have to make.
Det er en beslutning, vi må tage.
So, how do we choose?
Hvordan vælger vi?
Do we make godly choices, or do we stick to our routine and do the same thing we've always done?
Laver vi gudfrygtige valg, eller bliver vi, holder vi fast i de rutiner, som vi altid har gjort?
In Deuteronomy chapter 30.
I en af Mosebøgerne, 30, det er femte Mosebog.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Ja, yeah, in Danish it's fifth book. It's first book of Moses, second
page 309.
Book. Femte Mosebog. 30. Yes.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20.
Vers 19 og 20, altså 5. Mosebog 30, 19 og 20.
Just read 19.
Jeg læser 19. I dag kalder jeg himlen og jorden til vidne på, at jeg har givet jer valget mellem livet og døden, mellem velsignelsen og forbandelsen. Vælg nu livet, så får I og jeres, så I og jeres børn får et godt liv.
Now, it's obvious that we would all choose life.
Ja, det er helt indlysende, at vi alle sammen vil vælge livet.
I don't
livet.
Think anybody here would choose death or to choose to come under the curses.
Der, jeg tror ikke, at der er nogen, som vil vælge døden eller komme under forbandelser.
Verse 20. The first part.
Den første del.
By loving the Lord your God, by obeying His voice and holding fast to Him.
Elsk Herren jeres Gud, adlyd ham og hold jer til ham.
Well, you can go ahead and read the rest of it.
Så I kan få lov at leve og blive boende i det land Herren lovede jeres forfædre Abraham, Isak og Jakob.
Okay, it's a choice that we make.
Det er altså et valg vi foretager.
To experience the life of God.
At opleve livet fra Gud.
Okay.
Okay.
It tells us how to do it by loving Him and obeying His voice.
Det står her faktisk, hvad vi skal gøre. Elsk Herren jeres Gud, adlyd ham. Hold jer til ham.
Doing what God says to do.
Altså adlyd ham, gør det han siger.
And it's interesting that in verse 19 at the end.
Og det er interessant i slutningen af vers 19.
Choose life that you may live.
Vælg nu livet så.
And your descendants.
Og så I og jeres børn eller efterkommere får et godt liv.
You choosing life affects your children and your grandchildren and your grandchildren's children.
Det at du vælger livet.
Grandchildren.
Det at du vælger livet påvirker dine børn og dine børnebørn og dine oldebørn og tipoldebørn.
You make righteous decisions and it affects your family, your children and your children's children.
Det at du træffer de rette beslutninger, det har indflydelse på dine børn og dine børnebørn og dine oldebørn og så videre.
What is the key?
Men hvad er nøglen?
The key is obeying the voice of God.
Nøglen er at adlyde ham.
Adlyde
hans stemme.
Yeah, but I can't hear the voice of God.
Men du tænker måske, jeg kan ikke høre Guds stemme.
And that's the way most of us feel.
Og det er sådan måske er de fleste af os har det.
That is a lie from the devil.
Det er en løgn fra djævlen.
Every person in here can hear the voice of God.
Hver eneste person i dette rum kan høre Guds stemme.
Every person in here does hear the voice of God.
Hver eneste person i det her rum hører Guds stemme.
You say, well, yeah, but not me.
Du tænker, nej, det er ikke mig. Ja, også dig.
Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Jesus han sagde, mine får hører min røst.
Now, if you're his sheep, you hear his voice.
Hvis du hans får, så hører du hans stemme, det han sagt.
The problem is that we don't discern the voice of God.
Problemet er, at vi ligesom ikke kan skelne hans stemme fra andre stemmer.
We don't understand when he's speaking to us.
Vi forstår ikke, når han taler til os.
Because we don't know him very well.
Fordi vi kender ham ikke særlig godt.
If A total stranger called you on the phone.
Hvis en total fremmed ringede til dig på telefonen.
You would think, who is this? I don't recognize this voice.
Så du tænkte, hvem er mon det? Hvem er det? Jeg kan ikke genkende stemmen.
And then the next day that same person called you back.
Og så den næste dag så ringer personen igen.
And after a few words you think, oh, that's who that is.
Og så efter nogle få ord så tænker du, ah, det er ham her.
And then once you develop a relationship with that person.
Og når du får udviklet et forhold til den person.
And they call you on the phone.
Og de ringer til dig på telefonen.
Before they finish the first word, you know it instantly who it is.
Før de slutter det første ord, så ved du med det samme hvem de er.
Because you've developed a relationship with them.
For du har udviklet et forhold, en relation til dem.
You can instantly discern their voice.
Du kan kende deres stemme med det samme.
And you know who it is.
Og du ved hvem det er.
It's the exact same with God.
Det er præcis på samme måde med Gud.
The more that we develop a close, deep, intimate relationship with him.
Jo mere vi får et tættere og dybt forhold til ham.
The easier it is to hear his voice.
Jo lettere er det at høre hans stemme.
To discern his voice.
At kende hans stemme.
You see, God speaks in a soft, gentle way.
Gud han taler på en blød og behagelig måde.
He speaks as a spontaneous thought that goes through your mind.
Han taler som en spontan tanke der går gennem dit sind.
And it's easy to cut off his words with your own thoughts.
Og det er meget let at ligesom at lukke ned for hans ord med dine egne tanker.
So, when we get those little impressions, those little nudges.
Så når vi har de her små fornemmelser, de her små prik på skulderen.
And God is speaking to us.
Og Gud han taler til os.
Then we have a choice.
Så har vi et valg.
Are we going to accept what God is saying and act on it and obey it?
Kommer vi til at acceptere det han siger og handle på det og adlyde det?
That is choosing life.
Det er at vælge livet.
If we reject what God is saying.
Hvis det er vi afviser det Gud han siger.
That's choosing death.
Så er det at vælge døden.
That's choosing the curses.
Så er det at vælge forbandelsen.
And things don't go well with us when we don't respond to the word of God.
Og det går os ikke godt hvis vi ikke svarer på korrekt på hans ord eller hans stemme.
Do you remember when the 12 spies went in to spy out the promised land?
Kan I huske de her 12 spioner eller spejdere tog ind i det forjættede land for at spionere?
You see, God already told them, hey, I'm going to give you this land.
Gud havde allerede på forhånd sagt, hey, jeg kommer til at give jer det
I
her
want
land.
You to go and possess it.
Nu vil jeg gå ind og indtage det.
So they said, okay, well let's send 12 guys in and they can check it out.
Så siger de, okay, jamen lad os nu sende 12 fyre ind og så kan de ligesom tjekke det hele ud.
10 of them came back and said, there's no way, we can't do this.
10 af dem kom tilbage og sagde, det kan på ingen måde lade sig gøre.
There's giants in the land.
Der er kæmper derinde.
We're like little grasshoppers.
Vi er som små græshopper ved siden af dem.
There's no way we can do this.
Det kan vi på ingen måde gøre det her.
But you see, God already said, I'm giving it to you.
Men Gud havde allerede sagt, jeg giver det til jer.
10 out of the 12 rejected the voice of the Lord.
10 ud af 12 forkastede Guds ord.
They chose to disobey God.
De valgte at ikke adlyde Gud.
But there were two people, Joshua and Caleb.
Så var der Josua og Caleb.
They had a different spirit.
De havde en anden ånd.
They said, "Oh, hey, we can do this."
De sagde, "Oh, det her det kan vi sagtens
gøre." It doesn't matter if there's giants there.
Det kan pyt være med om der er giganter eller kæmper.
Because you see, Joshua and Caleb saw God as bigger than the opposition.
Gud han så Josua eller Josua, kan du sige det igen?
And they Joshua and Caleb saw God as bigger than the opposition.
Ja. Josua og Caleb så Gud som større end det de stod overfor, den modstand de stod overfor.
In Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. Genesis Leviticus Numbers. You don't have to turn there.
No. Fjerde Mosebog.
Okay. In Numbers 14:24.
Fjerde Mosebog 14:24.
Speaking of Caleb.
Taler om Caleb.
But Caleb had a different spirit.
Han havde en anden ånd.
Because he followed God fully.
Fordi han fulgte Gud fuldt ud.
He obeyed the voice of the Lord.
Han adlød Guds stemme.
And so God said, I will bring him into the promised land.
Gud han sagde, jeg vil bringe ham ind i det forjættede land.
And his descendants
og hans efterkommere
will take possession of it.
Vil indtage det.
Because of Joshua and Caleb's obedience to the Lord.
På grund af Josua og Caleb's at de adlød Herren.
Their descendants reaped the fruit and the blessings of that.
Så høstede deres efterkommere frugten og velsignelserne af det.
You following the Spirit of God and obeying the voice of God.
Det at du følger og adlyder Guds stemme og Guds ånd
will impact your descendants.
Vil have en indflydelse på dine efterkommere.
In Deuteronomy 28.
5. Mosebog 28.
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
28.
Okay. This whole chapter talks about the blessings and the curses.
Over det her, det handler om velsignelserne og forbandelserne.
In verse 2 it says all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you.
Verse 2.
Yeah. If you obey.
Hvis I omhyggeligt adlyder de befalinger fra Herren, som jeg pålægger jer i dag, vil han gøre jer større og mægtigere end noget andet folk på jorden.
And then it has the longest list of the most amazing blessings that you receive when you do what God says.
Og så følger der ellers den længste liste, man kan forestille sig over velsignelser, som vil følge dem.
And then in verse 15.
Og i vers 15.
If you do not obey the Lord your God.
Så står der i vers 15, men hvis I ikke vil lytte til Herren jeres Gud.
All these curses will come upon you.
Så kommer følgende forbandelser at ramme jer.
Now remember, we have the choice between life and death, blessings and cursings.
Husk nu på, at vi har muligheden for at vælge mellem liv og død, velsignelser eller forbandelser.
There's a long list of everything that can go wrong in our lives.
Så er der en liste, en rigtig lang liste over ting, som kan gå galt i vores liv.
Down in verse 23.
Vers 23.
The heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron.
Solen vil brænde fra en skyfri himmel, så jorden under jer bliver hård som jern.
You see, disobedience to God's word and God's will shuts the doors to heaven.
Det at vi ikke adlyder Gud, det lukker dørene til himlen.
Obedience opens the doors of heaven.
Hvis vi adlyder, så åbner det dørene
and
til himlen.
And it's free access into the presence of God.
Og giver os fri adgang ind til Guds nærvær.
That's so much better.
Det er så meget bedre.
In Joshua chapter 24.
I Josua 24.
Verse 15.
Vers 15.
Joshua said to the people, he said, choose yourselves today whom you're going to serve.
Så siger han, vælg hver især i dag, hvem I vil tjene.
He offered them a choice.
Han gav dem en valgmulighed.
And he said, but as for me and my house, my descendants.
Men for mig og mit hus, mine efterkommere.
We will serve the Lord.
Vi tjener Herren.
And the blessings of God were on Joshua.
Og så var velsignelserne på Josua.
He went in, he possessed the promised land.
Han gik ind og indtog det forjættede land.
One of two people of his whole generation that actually fulfilled the call of God.
En ud af to personer fra en hel generation, som faktisk fuldførte det her Guds kald.
All the rest of them died off in the wilderness because they said we can't do that.
Resten døde i ørkenen, fordi de sagde, vi kan ikke gøre det her.
They chose death rather than life.
De valgte døden frem for livet.
You have total control over every choice that you make.
Du har total kontrol over hver eneste valg du foretager.
And the choices that you make today.
Og de valg du foretager i dag.
And the choices that you've made in the past.
Og de valg du foretog i fortiden.
Impact your spirit, soul and body.
Påvirker din ånd, sjæl og legeme.
Not only you, but the generations under you.
Ikke bare dig, men også generationerne efter dig.
It's not just you that's being affected by this.
Det er ikke bare dig, som bliver
påvirket
af det her.
It's several generations.
Det er faktisk adskillige generationer.
Now, it's with our mind or our thought life that we make these decisions.
Det er med vores sind eller vores tankeliv, at vi foretager de her valg.
One of the main functions of our mind is thinking and choosing.
En af de primære opgaver med vores sind er, at vi skal vælge.
The other day I was in a store.
Den anden dag, der var jeg i en butik.
And there was a lady standing there that had two products.
Så var der en stående dame med to produkter.
And she was reading this fine print on one.
Hun kiggede på den her lille skrift der var på den ene.
And then she read the fine print on the other.
Og så kiggede hun også på det der stod på den anden.
And then she read this one.
Så kiggede hun på den.
And she read that one.
Så kiggede hun på den.
And she looked at them.
Og så kiggede hun på dem begge to.
She was making a decision.
Hun var ved at foretage en beslutning.
Which one of these two similar products is she going to buy?
Hvilket af de her to tilsyneladende ens produkter skal hun købe?
We do that in the natural all the time.
Vi gør det sådan i den naturlige verden hele tiden.
But what about things of the spirit?
Men hvad i den åndelige verden?
See, our free will and our choice is not only scientific, but it's biblical.
Altså det her med at vi har en fri vilje, det er ikke bare at det at vi vælger, det er ikke bare videnskabeligt, det er også bibelsk.
Dr. Caroline Leaf.
Dr. Caroline Leaf, hun siger det her.
If you choose wrong,
hvis du vælger forkert,
it becomes a physical reality in your brain.
Så bliver det en fysisk virkelighed i din hjerne.
And if you don't get rid of this reality,
og hvis du ikke får den her til at slippe den her virkelighed,
you will live into it.
Så kommer du til at leve ud i det.
Bad choices create protein structures.
Dårlige valg skaber proteinstrukturer.
That oppose the natural laws of the brain.
Som går imod de naturlige love i hjernen.
Creating a vulnerability in your.
Som skaber en sårbarhed.
In your body for disease.
Som skaber en sårbarhed over for sygdomme i din krop.
See, the choices that we make affect every aspect of our lives.
De dårlige valg eller de valg vi foretager, de påvirker hver eneste aspekt i vores liv.
I don't know about you, but I made so many stupid mistakes.
Jeg ved ikke med jer, men jeg har lavet så mange dumme fejltagelser. Forkerte valg.
I finally came to the place where I thought, hey, this is stupid.
På et tidspunkt så kom jeg bare, det her, det er for dumt.
I had to tell myself to wake up.
Jeg måtte ligesom sige til mig selv, vågn op.
To get with God's program.
Kom ind på Guds program.
To start thinking like He thinks.
Tænk som Han tænker.
To start making godly choices.
Og lave gudfrygtige valg.
You see, every choice that we make has consequences.
Hver eneste valg vi har, det har konsekvenser. Eller vi
and we are a product of the choices that we've made.
Og vi er et produkt af de valg vi foretager os.
Okay.
Okay.
So, even choices that you made as a child affect you to this very day.
Selv valg som du foretog som barn påvirker dig den dag i dag.
And we can see the effects of those choices that we've made.
Og vi kan se effekten af de valg vi har foretaget.
We can't blame anybody else.
Vi kan ikke give skylden på nogen som helst andre.
For anything that's happened to us.
For hvad som helst der er sket imod os.
We are accountable for every decision that we've ever made.
Vi skal stå til regnskab for hver eneste beslutning vi har truffet.
We are responsible for our choices.
Vi er ansvarlige for vores valg.
It's nobody else's fault.
Det er ikke andres skyld.
We can't blame anybody else.
Vi kan ikke give andre skylden.
It's choices that we've made.
Det er valg som vi har foretaget.
See, in Ecclesiastes 7:29.
I prædikeren 7:29.
Different translations say it different ways. I don't know what your all says. Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Altså prædikeren 7:29. It says, I'm convinced that God has created man as it should be. They just do so many strange things.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. The Message Bible. Yeah. You're familiar with that. Yeah. Okay. It says this.
Altså Bibelen som på en meget en hverdagsdansk udgave siger sådan her.
God made men and women true and upright.
Gud han skabte mænd og kvinder på den helt præcis måde, rigtige måde.
We are the ones who've made a mess of things.
Det er os der har lavet rod i alting.
See, it's because of our stupid choices.
Det er på grund af vores skøre valg.
Listen, years ago, I was approached with an opportunity for an investment.
For nogle år siden så blev jeg ligesom præsenteret for en mulighed for at lave en investering.
A friend of mine started off from the very beginning with this company.
Der var en af mine venner som startede helt fra bunden med et nyt firma.
And he said, "Listen, he said, this is an opportunity to make a fortune."
Det her det er altså en mulighed for at tjene en formue, sagde han til mig.
But you have to get in on the ground floor. You have to start right now.
Men du kommer ligesom komme ind i starten.
It's the early ones that are going to reap the
benefits. Det er dem, som er med fra starten, som kommer til at tjene noget her.
So I thought, whoa.
Så jeg tænkte, whoa. Okay.
Now, inside, I had a check in my spirit.
Indeni så havde jeg en check.
I knew. In my spirit, it wasn't God.
Jeg vidste i min ånd, at det her det var ikke fra Gud.
I had a real hesitation.
Jeg var virkelig tøvende.
And when I thought about it, I had an uneasy feeling.
Og når jeg tænkte på det, så var jeg sådan urolig.
I overrode that feeling because of greed.
På grund af grådighed, så slog jeg den til side, den tanke.
No, I argued with myself.
Jeg argumenterede over for mig selv.
I argued with the voice of God.
Jeg argumenterede over for Guds stemme.
I was going to be very prosperous and have more money than I knew what to do with.
Jeg ville komme til at blive meget velhavende og have flere penge end jeg overhovedet kunne forestille mig.
So that was driving me.
Så det var ligesom det der drev mig.
So then my friend arranged an opportunity to meet the president of this new company.
Så min ven han arrangerede ligesom et møde hvor jeg kunne møde præsidenten for det her firma.
When I met him,
og da jeg mødte ham,
the buzzer went off really loud.
Så fik jeg virkelig en lyd inden i som var sagde wow, det er ikke godt det her.
I completely disobeyed God.
Jeg adlød overhovedet ikke Gud. Jeg overrulede det han sagde.
Because I was more interested in making more money than doing the will of God.
For jeg var mere interesseret i at tjene penge end at gøre Guds vilje.
And deep down inside I thought this guy is a crook.
Og inderst inde så vidste jeg den her han er en forbryder.
And then he presented to me in a very smooth way.
Og så præsenterede han meget elegant.
If I would invest even more, I can have a bigger territory.
At hvis jeg investerede endnu mere, så ville jeg få et endnu større område.
And I'll make a whole lot more money.
Så vil jeg tjene endnu meget mere.
Do you know what he said?
Ved du hvad han sagde?
He said the reason God chose me in this position.
Årsagen til at Gud han valgte mig i den her position.
Is because of my high integrity.
Er på grund af min høje integritet.
And because I want to quote this. And that I cannot be corrupted with money.
Og fordi jeg ikke kan blive korrumperet af penge.
Wow, that sounds really spiritual.
Det lyder meget åndeligt.
My buzzer was going off on the inside.
Så den her advarsel.
He was saying that.
Advarselslampen, den blev ligesom dæmpet lidt inden i mig, da han sagde det.
That was the discerning of spirits.
Det var det med at skelne ånder og bedømme
ånder. This guy's not right.
Den her,
he's not speaking truth, even though he's saying the right things.
Selvom han siger de rette ting.
So you know what I did?
No. Så ved I hvad jeg gjorde?
I put in more money.
Jeg investerede flere penge.
Almost all of my savings.
Næsten hele min opsparing.
Long story short.
For at gøre en lang historie kort.
The man is in prison today.
Han er i fængsel i dag, ham fyren.
For fraud.
For bedrageri.
He completely ripped everyone off.
Han flinsede eller gjorde vi alle sammen mistede vores penge.
I lost every penny.
Jamen, hver eneste krone jeg havde investeret, mistede jeg.
Because I was willing to believe a spirit of greed over the spirit of God.
Fordi jeg lyttede til en grådighedsånd frem for Guds ånd.
I can't blame my friend.
Jeg kan ikke give min ven skylden.
He lost everything too.
Han mistede også alt.
I can't blame the president of the company.
Jeg kan ikke give skylden til ham, præsidenten.
I can't blame anybody else but me.
Jeg kan kun give mig selv skylden.
Because I made a choice.
Jeg foretog et valg.
And it was the wrong choice.
Og det var det forkerte valg.
And I have suffered the consequences of it ever since then.
Og jeg har lidt konsekvenserne af det hver eneste dag siden da.
It's the same way with every one of us.
Det er på den samme måde med hver eneste en af os.
We suffer the consequences of our choices.
Vi må lide konsekvensen af vores valg.
Be it for good or for bad.
Uanset om det er godt eller skidt.
I'll tell you another story.
Jeg skal fortælle en historie mere.
After I graduated from college,
efter jeg havde bestået,
I had a degree in business administration. Business.
Så har jeg en i forretningsadministration en.
And my father wanted me to work for him.
En grad i det, og så ville min far gerne have, at jeg kom og arbejdede for ham.
A building materials business, a hardware store and lumber.
Han havde sådan en butik eller noget, som handlede med bygningsmateriale.
So, being fresh out of college,
jeg kom lige ud fra universitetet.
I knew more than my father.
Så vidste jeg jo mere end min far.
And I didn't like the way he was running the company.
Og jeg synes ikke om den måde han kørte forretningen på.
So, I told him, I said, no, that's crazy. We need to do it this way.
Jeg sagde til ham, det er helt fuldstændig tosset det der. Vi må gøre det på den her måde.
He had very successfully run the business for years.
Han havde jo altså kørt den her forretning med succes i mange år.
And all of a sudden, I come in with my own ideas.
Og så kommer jeg ind med mine egne ideer.
Which would have destroyed the business.
Som ville have ødelagt den her forretning.
But I thought I knew better.
Men jeg troede jeg vidste bedre.
Well, we really clashed. We didn't agree. We didn't get along.
Nej, vi kom ikke særlig godt ud af det. Der var nogle sammenstød der. Det var ikke særlig godt.
So I quit.
Så jeg sagde op.
I left.
Jeg forlod.
My father had planned for me to become the vice president of the company.
Min far, han havde planlagt, jeg skulle blive sådan vicepræsident for firmaet.
And he was going to give me ownership over a big portion of that company.
Og jeg skulle få ejerskab over en stor del af det her firma.
And because of conflict,
men på grund af konflikt,
I walked away from it all.
Så gik jeg væk fra det hele.
And he withdrew that opportunity.
Og så trak han den mulighed tilbage.
I went to another city.
Jeg tog til en anden by.
Moved.
Jeg flyttede.
One day I was sitting in the park eating lunch.
En dag sad jeg i parken og spiste frokost.
And I was reflecting on my father and what had happened.
Og jeg tænkte over det som det der er sket med min far, mellem min far og mig.
And God spoke to me.
Gud talte til mig.
And it was just as clear as you can hear my voice.
Og det var lige så tydeligt som du kan høre min stemme.
God said, "Go back."
Gud han sagde, gå tilbage.
Your father needs you.
Din far har brug for dig.
Well, I didn't want to do that.
Det havde jeg ikke lyst til at gøre.
That's the last thing I wanted to do.
Det var det sidste jeg ønskede at gøre.
I kept replaying that.
Det blev ved med at ligesom genindspillet i mit indre.
I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Jeg kunne ikke det kunne ikke slippe mine tanker.
So one day I called my father.
Så en dag så ringede jeg til min far.
And I said, "What would you think if I came back to work for you?"
Hvad ville du tænke hvis jeg kom tilbage og arbejdede for dig?
His response was,
hans svar var,
"How soon can you come? I really need you."
Hans svar var, "Hvor hurtigt kan du komme? Jeg har virkelig brug for dig."
Exactly. See what God said.
Fuldstændig ligesom Gud vil sige.
Now, I had a choice to make.
Jeg havde et valg jeg skulle foretage.
So I told my dad.
Så jeg sagde til min far.
I said, "I'll come back and I'll work for you again."
Jeg kommer tilbage, og jeg kommer til at arbejde for dig. Igen.
But it's going to be totally different this time.
Men det kommer til at være helt anderledes den her gang.
I asked him to forgive me.
Jeg bad ham om at tilgive mig
for my immaturity.
For min umodenhed.
And I told him that I was going to submit myself to him and his authority over the business.
Og jeg sagde, at jeg ville underkaste mig over for hans ledelse og autoritet i firmaet.
And that I was going to do whatever he asked me to do as long as it was legal. I wasn't going to do anything illegal.
Og jeg sagde til ham, jeg vil gøre præcis det han bad mig om at gøre, så længe det var noget lovligt. Jeg vil ikke gøre noget ulovligt.
But you see, he would never ask me to do anything that was illegal anyway.
Han ville aldrig nogensinde bede mig om at gøre noget der ulovligt overhovedet.
So I went back and I made it right with my father.
Så jeg gik tilbage og klinkede skåren med min far.
And I worked for him the second time for almost a year.
Anden gang så arbejdede jeg næsten et år.
And God was stirring my heart to go back into full-time ministry.
Og Gud han vækkede ligesom noget i mit hjerte om at gå ind i fuldtidstjeneste igen.
And so I talked to my dad.
Så jeg talte til min far.
And he said, "You know," he said, "as much as I want you and need you here."
Han sagde, "Som hvor meget jeg ønsker at du er her."
He said, "I believe that's God."
Så tror jeg det er Gud.
And he said, "I'm going to support you."
Jeg kommer til at understøtte dig.
In all that you do.
I alt hvad du gør for Herren.
And did you know my father became my greatest supporter in the ministry?
Og min far blev min største støtte i min tjeneste.
Everything changed.
Alt forandredes.
Honestly, I believe I would not be in the ministry today.
Ærligt talt, så tror jeg ikke, jeg ville være i tjeneste i dag.
If I hadn't gone back,
hvis jeg ikke var gået tilbage
and made it right with my father.
Og havde gjort det ret igen med min far.
That was a choice.
Det var et valg, jeg foretog.
In the natural, I didn't want to do it.
I det naturlige, der ønskede jeg ikke at gøre det.
But I decided I'm going to do God's will.
Men jeg besluttede, jeg vil gøre Guds vilje.
I'm going to do it God's way, no matter what.
Guds måde. Jeg vil gøre det ret.
And the blessings of it were overwhelming.
Og velsignelserne var helt overvældende.
Now, we all have those choices every day.
Har alle de valg hver eneste dag?
Are we making godly choices?
Laver vi gudfrygtige valg?
You remember the apostle Peter?
Kan I huske apostlen Peter?
The guy that actually denied Jesus.
Ham som fornægtede Jesus.
That he made one mistake after another.
Han lavede den ene fejl efter den anden.
But he became a rock.
Men han blev en klippe.
He became a pillar in the church.
Han blev en søjle i kirken.
He became one of the key players for the first century church, spreading the gospel all over the known world.
Han blev en af nøglepersonerne til at sprede evangeliet i det første århundrede.
It doesn't matter what your life has been like in the past.
Det handler ikke om hvad dit liv var i fortiden.
All of that can change by making right choices today.
Alt det kan forandres ved at træffe de rette beslutninger i dag.
Making godly choices.
Gudfrygtige valg.
The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he keeps getting back up.
Bibelen siger en retfærdig mand falder 7 gange, men han rejser sig igen.
I saw in a fortune cookie in a Chinese restaurant.
Jeg så engang i sådan en af de her lykkekager, som man kan få på en kinesisk restaurant.
It said a good man falls 7 times.
Der stod der en god mand falder 7 gange,
but he gets up 8 times.
Men han rejser sig 8 gange.
See, just like Peter.
Ligesom Peter.
He overcame all of those issues.
Han kom ligesom forbi alle de der ting han havde af problemer.
He still made a lot of stupid mistakes.
Han lavede stadigvæk en masse fejl.
But you know what?
Men ved du hvad?
God uses people.
Gud han bruger mennesker.
And we've got all kinds of stuff that we're all dealing with.
Og vi har alt mulige forskellige ting vi bøvler med.
Don't let that be an excuse for not doing the will of God.
Men lad det ikke være en undskyldning for ikke at gøre Guds vilje.
Because just like God used Peter, God can use you.
Fordi ligesom Gud brugte Peter, så kan han bruge dig.
I pastored for 30 years. I planted 5 different churches over a 30-year period.
Jeg har været pastor i 30 år, og jeg har plantet 5 forskellige menigheder i den her periode.
I made every mistake you can make as a pastor.
Jeg har lavet alle de fejltagelser man kan lave som pastor.
I could write a book on how not to pastor a church.
Jeg kan skrive en bog om hvad man ikke skal gøre for at være en god pastor.
It would be a bestseller.
Det ville være en bestseller.
Every stupid thing you can think of, I did.
Hver eneste tosse ting du kan tænke på, det har jeg gjort.
But you know what?
Men ved du hvad?
I didn't let that stop me. I kept getting back up. I repented and I kept getting back up.
Jeg lod det ikke stoppe mig. Jeg omvendte mig og så rejste mig igen.
And you know what that word repent means?
Ved du hvad det her med at omvende sig betyder?
It means to change the way that you think.
Det betyder at du skal ændre den måde du tænker på.
You see, all of those failures and those frustrating and disappointing times as a pastor.
Alle de her frustrerende og skuffende år som præst.
They were life experiences preparing me for what I'm doing now.
Det var livsoplevelser som forberedte mig på det jeg gør nu.
Listen.
Lyt her.
Again, it doesn't matter what your life has been like in the past.
Ja, det handler ikke om hvordan dit liv har været i fortiden.
It doesn't matter what a failure you've been.
Det handler ikke om hvor meget du har fejlet.
In the things of God.
I det der har tænkt dig med Gud
what
at gøre.
What really matters is that you change the way that you think.
Det handler om, det er, at du ændrer måden du tænker på dig selv.
Change the way that you think about God.
Ændrer den måde du tænker på Gud.
Change the way that you think about the word of God.
Ændrer den måde du tænker omkring ordet fra Gud.
And keep getting back up.
Og rejs dig igen.
Learn from the mistakes.
Lær af fejlene.
There's a guy named, well, these sports illustrations are his name is Babe Ruth. He was a baseball player.
Der er en fyr der hedder Babe Ruth. Han spillede baseball, altså rundbold.
And he baseball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was just mocking baseball. You know, Europeans don't see baseball.
Yeah, well, no, it's a sissy sport. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Baseball.
Yeah, yeah. He held the record for the most home runs.
Altså han havde rekorden for flest frier, kalder vi det i rundbold.
For years and years and years.
I årvis, år efter år, der havde han den her rekord.
They didn't think anybody was going to break this record.
De troede aldrig nogensinde at hans rekord ville blive slået.
He was known for his home runs.
Han blev kendt for at han var den der lavede de her frier, altså hvor han løber hele vejen rundt.
That record was broken just a few years ago.
Den rekord, den blev slået for nogle ganske få år siden.
But he still holds a record.
Han har stadigvæk en rekord.
For the most strikeouts.
For de fleste strikeouts. Jeg tror det er når han kaster og så han ikke ham der skal slå til den han ikke rammer den.
You know what a strikeout is.
Yeah, I think I explained it. Strikeout, is that when you hit it outside the lane, or
no? It's when you don't hit it at all.
Okay. Yeah.
You completely miss it.
Yeah. Så det var som jeg fortalte, ikke? Altså.
You get three opportunities, and if you miss it every time,
så han har rekorden for han heller aldrig. Altså, de kaster den hen, og så skal man ramme den. Han har også rekorden for ikke at ramme.
Yeah.
Got it right.
Every time he got up to bat.
Hver eneste gang han kom op og skulle stå og slå.
He either hit a home run.
Så enten så slog han sådan en home run, altså så langt ud, at han kunne nå at løbe en hel runde.
Or he struck out.
Eller også ramte han den slet ikke.
He's known for his home runs.
Han er kendt fordi han har lavet alle de her runder med de lange slag.
He's known for his strikeouts.
Han er ikke kendt for at han ikke slog, han ikke ramte den.
Now apply that to your life.
Prøv at anvende det på dit eget liv.
And when you go for all God has to give.
Når du går efter alt ved det som Gud han har at give.
You are going to be known as a friend of God.
Så bliver du en Guds ven.
You're going to be known as one who obeys the voice of God.
Så bliver du kendt som en der adlyder Guds stemme.
Even though you've made all kinds of mistakes and all kinds of failures in the past.
Du har lavet alle mulige fejl i fortiden.
None of that matters.
Det gør ikke noget. Der er ingenting af det der betyder noget.
Because you will be known as a child of God.
Du vil blive kendt som et Guds barn.
Okay?
Now,
I've got so many things. I'm going to have to.
Jeg har så mange ting jeg gerne vil fortælle.
Okay. I'll tell you one more story and then we'll.
Jeg kommer til at fortælle en historie med dig.
I was brought up in a church that taught against everything I'm doing today.
Jeg voksede op i en kirke hvor man underviste imod alt det som jeg gør i dag.
I was taught that anything supernatural was of the devil.
Jeg har lært at alt hvad der er overnaturligt det er fra djævlen.
I was taught that today you cannot hear the voice of God.
Jeg blev lært at i dag kan du ikke høre Guds stemme.
But they told me that the devil is sitting on my shoulder whispering in my ear tempting me to sin.
Men de sagde derimod at djævlen han sad på min skulder og hviskede mig i øret for at friste mig til at synde.
Now stop and think about that.
Prøv at stoppe og tænke på det.
We could hear the voice of the devil but we couldn't hear the voice of God.
Vi prøv at tænke over det her. Vi kan høre djævlens stemme men vi kan ikke høre Guds stemme.
I even signed a statement at one point saying
jeg skrev faktisk under på noget på et tidspunkt.
Saying that I would not speak in tongues.
At jeg ikke ville tale i tunger.
Or associate with anybody that did.
Eller overhovedet være sammen med nogen som talte i tunger.
I totally agreed with that.
Jeg var helt enig med det.
A friend of mine, a girl.
Der var en ven, en pigeven.
She told me one day we were talking about the Lord.
En dag hvor vi talte omkring Herren, så sagde hun.
And she told me that she speaks in tongues.
Så sagde hun talte i tunger.
What?
Så sagde jeg, hvad?
No.
Nej.
That's of the devil.
Det er fra djævlen.
It is.
Er det?
Yes. You better renounce that. That's of the devil. That's not of God.
Det må du aflægge dig. Det må du frasige dig. Det er ikke fra Gud.
I actually tried to talk people out of receiving the baptism of Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
Jeg forsøgte faktisk at overbevise folk om at de skulle ikke modtage dåb i Helligånd og tungetale.
I struggled with that because that was my upbringing. That was my teaching.
Jeg kæmpede med det fordi at det var det jeg havde lært som barn. Det var det jeg blev opdraget til.
Later.
Senere.
As I grew older.
Da jeg blev ældre.
One day I was reading the Bible.
Så læste jeg i Bibelen.
You know, the church that I grew up in, we said we believe the Bible from cover to cover.
Den kirke jeg voksede op i, der sagde vi tror på Bibelen fra start til slut.
But we didn't have a clue what was between the covers.
Men vi anede bare ikke hvad der var imellem start og slut.
I mean, we would pick and choose.
Vi udvalgte nøje.
You know what I mean? But one day I was sitting alone and I was reading the book of Acts.
En gang sad alene og læste Apostlenes Gerninger.
And I was reading all this miraculous stuff.
Og jeg læste om alle de her mirakler.
And about them receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues.
Om hvordan de modtog dåb i Helligånden når de talte i tunger.
And then I thought, wait a minute.
Jeg tænkte, hvad?
Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Jesus er den samme i går, i dag og til evig tid.
That means the stuff that happened in the first century church is available for us today.
Det betyder at det som der skete i det første århundrede i kirken der, det er også til rådighed for os i dag.
So, my wheels started turning.
Så begyndte hjulene at køre herinde.
And I started questioning everything I had been taught.
Så begyndte jeg at stille spørgsmålstegn ved alt det jeg har lært.
That's dangerous.
Det er farligt.
Okay? See, That was one of the problems with my parents.
Det var ett av problemen med mina föräldrar.
Because they believed all of that stuff stopped when the last apostle died.
Fordi de troede at alt det her det stoppede da den sidste apostel døde.
But I want to tell you something.
Men jeg skal fortælle jer noget.
I made the transition as difficult as it was.
Jeg lavede den her forvandling, det her skifte.
I started going to other churches. I started checking things out.
Jeg begyndte at gå i andre kirker, besøge andre kirker
og tjekke ud.
I started
reading the Bible for myself, asking God to speak to me through his word.
Jeg læste Bibelen for mig selv, sådan at Gud skulle tale til mig igennem ordet.
I finally came to the conclusion.
Og så kom jeg til den konklusion.
Speaking in tongues is of God.
Tale i tunger, det er fra Gud.
And I decided I wanted it.
Og jeg besluttede mig for at jeg vil have det.
And you know what?
Og ved du hvad?
A few months later I received it.
Et par måneder senere så fik
I'm
jeg
not
det.
I won't go into all the details of it was a struggle. It was really difficult.
Jeg skal ikke fortælle jer om alle detaljerne, om det var en kamp.
But I was determined to embrace the will of God.
Men jeg havde besluttet mig for at jeg ville omfavne hans vilje.
And then when I went back to my parents.
Og da jeg gik tilbage til mine forældre.
I told them.
Så fortalte jeg dem det.
And at first they reacted.
Og først reagerede de.
But then they embraced it.
Så reagerede de imod det og efterfølgende omfavnede det.
Received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, began to speak in tongues.
Og begge af dem modtog Helligåndens dåb og talte i tunger.
My father had degenerative arthritis of his spine.
Min far, han havde nogle gigtproblemer i ryggen.
He had to be in a traction. Do you know what that is? A unit that's.
Ja, så han var nødt til at sidde i en at være spændt op i noget, som ligesom kunne trække i ham eller noget.
He could hardly function.
Korset. Formentlig et korset.
He could hardly function.
Han kunne næsten ikke fungere.
God healed him.
Gud han helbredte ham.
Totally healed him.
Fuldstændig helbredte ham.
He started water skiing.
Han begyndte at stå på vandski.
He started playing golf again.
Han begyndte at spille golf igen.
He gave up every bit of that.
Han gav det alt sammen op.
Everything changed in his life.
Alt forandrede sig.
Because he was willing to make a change in the way he thought about the word of God.
Fordi han var villig til at forandre den måde han så Guds ord på.
Are you willing to make that same commitment?
Er du villig til at tage den samme beslutning?
Are you willing to believe the word of God over everything you've ever been taught?
Er du villig til at tro på Herrens ord over alt hvad du ellers måtte have lært?
Are you willing to believe the word of God above all religious tradition that we've developed?
Er du villig til at sætte Guds ord over enhver religiøs tradition som må være i dit liv? No response.
I noticed. We like to stay in our comfort zone.
Vi kan godt lide at være der hvor vi er komfortable.
But God is ruffling the nest.
Men han roder lidt rundt i reden.
See, if you are serious about pursuing the things of God.
Men hvis du er seriøs med det at forfølge Guds plan med dit liv.
Obeying his word.
Adlyde hans ord.
Making godly choices.
Og lave gudfrygtige valg.
Changing the way that you think about God, about yourself and about his word.
Og villig til at forandre den måde du ser Gud, ser dig selv og ser hans ord på.
I know most of you are in that position right now.
Og de fleste af jer er i den situation nu.
That's why you're here.
Det er derfor jeg er her.
Because you know there's something more.
Fordi I ved der er noget mere.
There's a drawing.
Der er sådan noget der drager.
It's the spirit of God.
Det er
And I say, respond to his voice.
Og så siger jeg, besvar den indre dragen, den stemme.
I use this illustration all the time because it's so significant.
Jeg bruger den her illustration hele tiden, fordi den er så god.
In John chapter 21.
I Johannes 21.
Jesus said to Peter. He said, Peter, you follow me.
Så siger han til Peter, følg mig.
And Peter looked over and he saw John standing back there.
Og Peter han kiggede så over sin skulder og så Johannes han stod om bag.
And so he said, "Well, yeah, but what about him? What about John?"
Men så siger han, "Jamen hvad så med Johannes?"
And Jesus said, "What is that to you?"
Og Jesus sagde så, "Hvad kommer det dig ved?"
You follow me.
Det er dig, jeg beder om at følge mig.
It doesn't matter what John does or doesn't do.
Det er lige meget hvad Johannes gør eller ikke gør.
It doesn't matter what anybody else does or doesn't do.
Det handler ikke om hvad andre de gør eller ikke gør.
As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Fordi mig og mit hus, vi kommer
we're
til at tjene Herren.
We're going to follow the Spirit of God.
Vi følger Guds ånd.
We're going to make godly choices.
Vi kommer til at lave gudfrygtige valg.
We're going to listen for the voice of God.
Vi kommer til at lytte efter Guds stemme.
With the intent to obey what he says.
Med det ønske at vi vil adlyde hvad han siger.
And everything will begin to change in your life.
Og alt vil begynde at forandre sig i dit liv.
The Bible says the righteous will be persecuted.
Der står i Bibelen at de retfærdige, de vil blive forfulgt.
When you start serving God with all of your heart, there are people that aren't going to like it.
Når du kommer til at forfølge Gud med hele dit hjerte, så er der mennesker som ikke vil lide det.
Don't look back.
Lad være med at se dig tilbage.
Don't look at them.
Lad være med at se på dem.
Don't look to the right or to the left.
Lad være med at se til højre eller til venstre.
We're going to follow Jesus.
Vi følger Jesus.
And listen, he's going to provide the breakthrough that you've longed for years and years and years.
Han kommer til at give det gennembrud som du har længtes efter i årevis.
You're going to come to a new level of experiencing the reality of Jesus in your life.
Du kommer til et nyt niveau hvor du erfarer hans virkelighed.
You see, to most believers, God is just like a theory or somebody that we know a lot of facts about.
For de fleste så er Gud bare en teori og noget vi kender, en person vi kender en masse fakta om.
But we have not experienced.
Men vi har ikke erfaret ham rigtigt.
The reality of him in our lives.
Hans virkelighed i vores liv.
That's the turning point.
Det er vendepunktet.
In John.
Johannes.
I wasn't going to read this, but I'm going to.
Johannes.
In John chapter 17, verse 3.
Johannes 17, vers 3.
Now this is Jesus speaking.
Det er det Jesus, der taler.
This is Jesus when he was praying.
Det er Jesus, da han bad.
He said to the Father, he said, this is eternal life.
Det evige liv, det er.
That they may know you.
Det er at kende dig.
We are the they.
Det er os, han taler om.
That they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
Det er at de må kende dig, altså den eneste sande Gud og den frelser og Messias, som du har sendt.
That they may know you.
At de må kende dig.
This is eternal life.
Det er evigt liv.
Do you know what that word know means?
Ved du hvad det her at kende det
It's
betyder?
It's not an intellectual knowledge about God.
Det handler ikke om at du har en masse fakta, du
It's
ved noget om ham.
It's an experiential knowledge of God.
Det er en erfaringsmæssig kendskab.
That word know is a Jewish idiom.
Det her det er et jødisk ord.
For sexual intercourse between a man and a woman.
For seksuelt samvær mellem mand og kvinde.
It's not a casual knowledge.
Det er ikke sådan en tilfældig viden.
But it's an intimate knowledge.
Men det er en intim viden.
It is experiential knowledge at the highest level.
Det er altså simpelthen erfaring på det højeste niveau.
That is what eternal life is.
Det er det, der er det evige liv.
To experience him in the reality of him in our lives.
At erfare ham i virkeligheden og være virkelighed i vores liv.
We can hear his voice.
Vi kan høre hans stemme.
We can respond.
Vi kan besvare.
We can change the way that we think.
Vi kan ændre den måde vi tænker på.
Get in line with what God is saying, what God is doing.
Hvis vi kommer i på linje med det han gør og det han siger.
And everything's going to change in your life.
Så kommer alt at forandre sig i dit liv.
You will not be the same.
Du vil ikke være den samme.
And I want to tell you, you can do this.
Jeg vil fortælle jer, du kan gøre
you
det
can
her.
Do it.
Du kan gøre det.
But you know what?
Men ved du hvad?
You are the only one that can do it.
Det er kun dig, der kan gøre det.
Nobody can do it for you.
Der er ikke nogen, der kan gøre det for
dig. Your husband can't do it for you.
Din mand kan ikke gøre
your
det for dig.
Your wife can't do it
din
for you.
Din kone kan ikke gøre
your
det
children,
for dig. Dine børn.
Your parents.
Dine forældre.
Only you.
Det er kun dig.
Can do it.
Kan gøre det.
And I want to tell you something.
Og nu skal jeg fortælle
dig. Can do it.
Du kan gøre det.
If you make the choice.
Hvis du vil fortsætte det rette valg.
Is ours.
Det er vores valg.
Are we going to keep on the way that we've been?
Fortsætter vi på den måde vi altid har gjort?
Look at the fruit of it.
Se på frugten af det.
It's not working.
Det fungerer ikke.
So I think it's time to change.
Så jeg tror det er tid til at forandre.
We can change our attitude, change the way that we think and change the way that we make our choices.
Vi kan forandre vores den måde vi tænker på og den og de forandre de valg vi foretager.
And the blessings of God are going to overtake you to such a degree that you can't even contain all of his blessings.
Og velsignelserne fra Gud, de vil overtage dig på en måde så du slet ikke kan rumme det.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, some of you are faced with choices right now.
Lige nu er der nogen af jer, der står over for nogle valg.
Choices in life, family, business.
Måske er der noget med familien, måske er der noget med forretninger.
We're faced with choices every day.
Det handler om beslutninger hver eneste
dag. Well, just as we dealt with a troubling thought.
Ligesom vi har snakket om en bekymrende tanke.
What about choices that you've made in the past?
Hvad så med de valg du har foretaget i fortiden?
Well, if we're going to repent of bad choices,
hvis vi skal omvende os fra dårlige valg,
that means to change the way that we think.
Så betyder det at vi ændrer den måde vi tænker.
And so we admit this was a bad choice.
Så indrømmer vi det her det var et dårligt valg.
It hasn't turned out well for me.
Det har ikke fungeret for mig.
So I'm going to start making godly choices.
Så jeg kommer til at lave gudfrygtige valg.
If you're faced with a choice, a decision,
du står over for et valg,
I want you to ask the Lord right now.
Så spørg Herren lige nu.
What he wants you to do.
Hvad han ønsker du skal gøre.
What is the godly decision?
Hvad er den gudfrygtige
in this matter?
Beslutning i det her.
And listen for that still small voice, that quiet whisper.
Og lyt efter den her meget svage stemme.
You see, most of the time we expect it to be like this.
De fleste gange så tror vi det bliver sådan her.
Now hear this, this is God speaking.
Nu hører vi det her, det er Gud der taler.
No.
Nej.
It's a small, quiet whisper.
Det er en lav, forsigtig hvisken.
But God will give you ears to hear.
Men Gud han vil give dig ører at høre.
To make right choices.
Til at træffe de rette valg.
So we're going to take just a moment.
Så nu tager vi lige et tid.
And we're going to ask God for what he wants us to do about this decision.
Så vil vi høre, hvad Gud han vil have vi skal gøre med den her beslutning.
And then we're going to respond accordingly.
Og så svarer vi på den.
We're going to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
Vi kommer til at følge det som Herren han siger til os.
You can hear from him.
Du kan høre fra ham.
And you can do it.
Og du kan gøre det.
And if it's God, it'll turn out good.
Og hvis det er Gud, så skal det nok blive godt.
If it's not, it won't.
Og hvis ikke det er, så er det ikke så bliver det ikke godt.
So let's do that. Just for a couple of minutes now.
Okay, vi prøver bare et par minutter.
It's important to go with that first impression that you get from the Lord.
Det er vigtigt at du går med den første indtryk du får fra Herren.
If you say no, I don't want to do that.
Hvis du ligesom siger nej, det har jeg ikke lyst til at gøre.
That's a choice.
Så det er et valg.
It's not the right choice.
Men det er ikke det rette valg.
The choice is to follow the Lord.
Det rette valg er at følge Herren.
God's not going to tell you anything that violates his word.
Gud kommer ikke til at fortælle dig noget som helst, som går imod hans ord.
If it doesn't line up with the word of God, it's not God.
Hvis ikke det passer ind med Guds ord, så er det ikke fra Gud.
That's what's so important about knowing the word of God.
Derfor er det så vigtigt, du kender Guds ord.
Now, okay. Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon. What time is it? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. I morgen efter ved der klokken 2.
I'm going to be here.
Så kommer jeg til at være her igen.
And it's going to be the most important message of the whole weekend.
Og det kommer til at være det mest betydningsfulde budskab hele weekenden.
I know God is going to speak to you in a powerful way.
Jeg ved Gud kommer til at tale jer på en kraftfuld måde.
Okay. So now I want to do two things.
Nu vil jeg gerne gøre to ting.
I talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Jeg talte om dåb i Helligånden.
There may be some of you here that have never received your prayer language, the ability to speak in tongues.
Der er måske nogen her som aldrig har modtaget tungetalen. No, sorry. I was just translating.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do?
Så det jeg kommer til at gøre.
I'm going to go in the back of the room.
Gå helt ned bag.
And if you've never spoken in tongues and you want to.
Hvis du aldrig har talt i tunger, du ønsker det.
I want you to join me there.
Så følg med mig derned.
Maybe you spoke in tongues years ago, but you haven't. Nothing's happened since.
Måske har du gjort det for årevis siden, men der er ikke sket noget siden.
It's available for you.
Det er til rådighed for dig.
Now, our ministry team, the ones that went to Columbia,
udover det, så er der dem, som har været i Columbia, der er fem stykker.
Five of them are going to be the ministry team.
De kommer til at betjene jer heroppe foran.
They saw God do every kind of miracle you can think of.
De har set Gud udøve et hvert mirakel, du kan komme i tanke om.
Except the dead being raised.
Udover det, at døde, de rejser sig.
But, I know. See,
der var jo ikke nogen døde.
I'm telling you, the presence of God was so strong that if any dead people showed up, they would have raised from the
yes,
dead.
Jeg siger, at Guds nærvær var så stærkt, at hvis der var døde, der var mødt op, så var de blevet rejst.
Blind eyes were opened.
Blinde øjne blev åbnet.
Deaf ears were opened.
Døve ører blev åbnet.
The lame began to walk.
De lamme begyndte at gå.
Tumors completely disappeared.
Tumorer, de forsvandt fuldstændig.
There were all kinds of creative miracles.
Der var masser af sådan kreative skabende mirakler.
A 36-year-old lady that was born, her right leg was 15 centimeters shorter than her left leg.
Vi mødte en 36-årig kvinde, som var født med et ben, som var 15 centimeter kortere end det andet.
God grew out her whole leg, even with her left leg.
Altså, og Gud, han fik bare hendes ben til at gro ud, så det var fuldstændig lige med det andet.
And for the first time, she was able to put both feet on the floor evenly.
Og for første gang i hendes liv, der var hun i stand til at sætte hendes ben på jorden, hvor de var lige.
That's a creative miracle.
Det er det, man kalder et skabende mirakel.
But you see, if you expect to receive.
Hvis du forventer at modtage,
you can receive.
Så kan du modtage.
Okay. So, ministry team, you guys come on up.
Så hvis Columbia teamet de kommer frem.
Come on. Come on up here.
Så er det nu.
Finn, come on. Okay, these are the ones. Finn, let me ask you a question.
Finn, lad mig stille et spørgsmål.
Was what I said about Columbia true?
Var det jeg fortalte om det jeg fortalte om Columbia, var det sandt?
Absolutely true.
Fuldstændig sandt.
You saw it firsthand.
I saw it. I was witnesses to it.
Ja, jeg så det på første hånd.
Yeah, it's real.
Det er virkelig.
It's not like being here in Denmark.
Det er ikke ligesom at være her i Danmark.
But you see, their faith rose to a new level.
Deres tro her, den steg til et nyt niveau.
Because of what they experienced.
På grund af det, de erfarede.
They experienced the power of God.
De erfarede Guds kraft.
You see, no longer is the power of God a theory or something that they know some facts about.
Nu er Guds kraft ikke længere bare en teori eller noget, de kender nogle fakta om.
But they know the reality of the power of God because they've seen it.
De kender kraftens virkelighed. Fordi de oplevede det på første hånd.
So you can receive whatever you want from God.
Så du kan modtage hvad som helst.
It doesn't matter which one of them prays for you.
Uanset hvem der beder for dig.
Because God is the healer.
Fordi Gud der helbreder.
If you have a physical problem, if you're dealing with emotional issues, whatever.
Har du fysiske problemer eller følelsesmæssige problemer, hvad som helst.
And they're going to pray for you.
Så vil de bede for dig.
And you come expecting results.
Og så kommer du frem og så forventer du resultater.
Now they're going to be up here. I'm going to be in the back.
Ja, de kommer være her fremme. Jeg går tilbage.
Karsten's going to go with me.
Og jeg går med Gary.
So he can be my mouthpiece.
Så jeg kan tale for Gary.
And so if you've never spoken in tongues and you want to, it's totally up to you.
Så hvis du aldrig har talt i tunger og du har lyst til det, så det er helt op til dig.
I'm going to be available back there to pray with you.
Så kommer jeg derned og så beder jeg for dig.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Did you have anything else to say?
Har du mere at sige?
Jeg vil bare sige, vi sætter lige noget musik på her,
put on some music,
og så slutter vi på den her måde.
We'll finish up like this.
Hvis nu du, jeg kom lige til at tænke på, hvis nu du står der.